Unit 10. Risks.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities.
Listening 1. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the passage and answer the following yes-no questions.
The possibility that something bad will happen is a risk. Risk also can be defined as the degree of danger that goes along with an opportunity. All risks have possible negative results. However, some risks are worth taking. For example, suppose that you have the chance to join a school team. You risk a possible injury while playing to achieve the sense of accomplishment that comes with being on the team. You may decide that the pleasure of playing is worth the risk of injury. By being in good health, you can also reduce the risk of physical injury. How can we determine the risks involved in an action? Many risks that relate to health choices have been studied. Scientists use statistics to measure these risks. Statistics is a branch of mathematics that helps determine the possibility that something will occur. The information about the possibility is called statistical risk and can help you make healthy choices. For example, statistics indicate that in the United States, the chance of dying from cancer is about 20%. In other words, 2 out of every 10 deaths are due to some kind of cancer. Therefore, the risk of death from cancer is quite high. However, statistics also show that 80% of all cancers are related to things over which you have some control. In other words, you can make choices that will reduce your risk of developing cancer. These include such things as avoiding pollution, not smoking, and eating a diet high in fiber. If you do these things, you are less likely to develop cancer.
1. Is the passage mainly about risks from nature? 2. Do all risks have possible negative results? 3. Are all risks worth taking? 4. Is it possible to measure some risks? 5. Are most cancers related to one's unhealthy choices?
Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the passage again and answer the following questions by completing the sentences given.
1. What is a risk? 2. How can health risks be measured? 3. What is statistical risk? 4. What are the healthy choices mentioned in the passage? Listening 2. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the conversation between a husband and a wife. Decide whether the following words or phrases are mentioned in the conversation as factors which might influence one's lifespan. Put a tick beside the word or phrase if it is mentioned. Then decide which two are the highest risk factors. Oh, it's unbelievable!
What's the matter?
This article says that lifespans vary according to race, income level, and whether you are male or female. Now, can you guess which is the most important factor?
I think it might be your sex.
Well, that's right. You see, my grandma lived 4 years longer than my grandpa. Generally speaking, women live longer than men. In 1993, the average lifespan of women was 6.9 years longer than that of men in the United States.
6.9 years? I can't believe it. Then how about race?
Race. The paper says white women live 5.1 years longer than black women.
So this means I am doubly lucky since I am a white woman.
Yes. But actually the largest risk you could run after being born male is being poor. Being poor is far more likely to kill you than smoking, drinking, a hereditary disease, or an unhealthy lifestyle.
That's true. If you are poor, you may not have good living conditions, good medical care, and good nutrition. But still, I have a question. Why can women live longer than men?
I think you'd better ask the experts.
Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the conversation again. Then discuss in groups the following questions.